This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Uber and Lyft drivers have stopped taking rides today outside of Denver International Airport. CPR's Matt Bloom reports they're striking for more pay transparency.
The group of several hundred drivers says the tech companies raised their take rates recently without telling workers, and drivers are making less than they ever have per ride. Iommi Meadows is a driver in Denver.
I drive part-time now, and I had to get another job, but I still drive because I love to drive.
Colorado gig workers recently testified in favor of a bill that would have required Uber and Lyft to share take rate information with customers and drivers. That effort failed in committee this week. Uber is scheduled to have a shareholder meeting on Monday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Public sector workers, including school teachers and higher education employees, will get workplace protections under a bill on its way to the governor's office. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Public workers will gain protections from retaliation, harassment, and other workplace threats. They'll be able to freely discuss workplace issues, address their concerns, and have the right to form an employee organization. Private sector workers have had these rights for decades. This year, several teachers have reported retaliation after speaking at school board meetings, advocating for innovative curriculum, or asking for safe staffing levels. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's a pretty good chance for rain on the Front Range and a severe thunderstorm. Warning is out for Denver, Arapahoe, and Adams counties. Breezy winds tomorrow and highs in the upper 70s. In Grand Junction, it'll be sunny tomorrow and 68 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.